Chapter 11. Falconer Carla's Office. SIBCO Training Center 141. Jade Forest, Iron Hold. Kerensky Cluster, Clan Space. November 26th, 3048, 1300 hours. Andreas Helmer sat opposite Falconer Carla, the air between them as heavy as the storm still rolling over the Jade Forest. Rain ticked against the glass, a constant reminder of the battlefield's chaos only hours ago. She hadn't said a word since he arrived, just sat stiff-backed, eyes fixed on the window. He turned to the report terminal and began reading aloud, clipped, precise, because the facts always came first, even when the facts cut.
Primary ranking responsible, Andreas Helmer. On-site ranking responsible, Falconer Carla of the 141st SIBCO Training Center. Master scenario event record, intelligence report, trial of position. Scenario, undercut Bachal issued, trial of possession for genetic repository. Attackers surprise 3-1 after opposing forces last bid arrives as reinforcements. Weather, torrential storm, poor visibility, high winds.
Andreas advanced to the next field.
Action initiated per standard operating guidelines. Four cadets engaged their respective opponents. Situation development. Zellbrigen violated. Melee declared.
Andreas glanced up. Carla wasn't looking at him. Her gaze had drifted to the window, beyond it to the training grounds where the cadets had stood earlier in the rain. Her jaw was set, but her focus was miles away. He followed her line of sight for a heartbeat, and the memory pressed in unbidden. Four young faces lit by lightning, their stances sharp with readiness. It wasn't only determination in their stances. There'd been a sharp edge to it, the kind that came when a warrior understood exactly how high the stakes were. He forced his attention back to the terminal.
Per on-site report, retesting assessment recommended for Mech Warrior Clint. Justification, poor judgment after melee declared, premature overheating, illogical target selection. Recommendation, trial of position retest.
Andreas finished typing.
Falconer Carla, do you concur?
Her voice was flat in her response.
Aff.
Andreas keyed the confirmation, then hesitated, another image rising, not from the field, but from the action footage he had reviewed earlier. Rain sheeting across the lens, Sebastian sprinting toward Nora's downed summoner, lightning catching on the shattered canopy. The moment he saw the cockpit's ruin, Sebastian's knees had buckled. Seconds later, Mykol had arrived, rage breaking across his face until Sebastian shoved an arm into his chest, holding him back. Their shouts had been muffled by the storm, but Andreas didn't need sound to read their expressions. The rawness of it had made something twist in his gut. Too personal, too human for what the clans claimed warriors should be. That was the moment the truth about Nora's fate had reached anyone beyond the cockpit. Just minutes earlier in the feed, Mykol's voice had cracked over the comms.
Ejecting! Ejecting! Ejecting!
As his summoner staggered under the concentrated firepower of the remaining mechs on the field, Andreas let the image fade and cleared his throat.
Master scenario results list. Killed in action report. Mech warrior Trevor. Direct cockpit hit. Fault, none.
Carla gave a single nod. Andreas continued.
Mech warrior Lars. Ejection parachute malfunction. Fault, under investigation.
Another nod. Andreas paused.
Cadet Nora.
Their eyes met. Andreas erased the rank and retyped.
Star Captain Nora, blunt force trauma, cockpit impact, fault, none.
Carla's gaze broke away, her hands curling into fists at her sides.
Bad luck,
Andreas said quietly. Her head turned back toward him, eyes narrowing. But she said nothing.
Speak freely, Falconer Carla. Today has not been easy. We have always been able to talk openly.
Her jaw worked, tendons tight, as if she were holding back more than words. She looked down, eyes closing for a long moment.
Fine, then. Let us continue.
Andreas scrolled to the next section and read.
Wounded in action report. Cadet Myra, cracked ribs, shattered shoulder, and concussion. The cause was mech fall impact, fault, self, improperly restrained by harness, downtime, 2 months plus. Mech warrior Clint, injury to the arm and leg, burns and a fractured tibia. The cause was shrapnel from a cockpit breach. Fault, none. Downtime, 1 plus months.
Andreas remembered watching Clint's Hellbringer in the playback, spraying fire in a useless arc, chewing into trees as much as armor. The sheer waste of ammunition had made his teeth clench.
Mech warrior Olga, injury, a dislocated shoulder, muscle strain, and a deep gash on the forehead. Cause, mech fall impact, fault, none. Downtime, 1 to 2 weeks.
He set the stylus down, stretching his neck.
Carla, talk to me.
We lost 3 people.
Her gaze was fixed on the window, glass reflecting the gray sky.
4, if Clint tests out.
Andreas lifted his hands in frustration.
That might be good for the clan. We do not want warriors who mess up that badly.
A dry laugh escaped her.
Of course.
I am upset about Nora too, Falconer.
Her head snapped toward him.
We have gained nothing,
she shouted.
8 years I have put into them, into her. They were attuned to one another. Imagine what they could have accomplished together.
Carla,
he said, keeping his voice steady.
Had Myra not made the mistake she made, it is possible they would have downed even more. We did see what they had become.
Myra.
Carla looked annoyed at the name.
She is the one who comes out ahead, in rank, in recognition.
Carla's voice dropped to a bitter rasp.
Our testing ways often result in a zero-sum game. What we gain does not outweigh what we lose.
Carla, you know as well as I do these trials are necessary. Simulators do not cut it. Would you prefer to find out a mech warrior chokes under pressure during an actual battle, with assets at stake? That could cost more warriors. Could cost a war.
He motioned sharply to end it.
It is the way of the clans, Falconer.
She smirked faintly.
Whatever you say,
she replied. The edge in her voice felt like a dare to push the point.
I know you are upset, but I never thought you would let your temper outweigh your discipline, Falconer.
He pushed on with the report, rattling off salvage tallies and rebuild lists, the usual litany of loss that always followed combat. The numbers were supposed to be clinical, but this time more than ever before, each one carried a face, a name, a voice that no longer answered.
Final assessment,
he typed.
All cadets met the requirements of the trial satisfactorily. New ranks, Star Commander Myra, 2 confirmed kills. Mech Warrior Mai Cole, 1 confirmed kill. Mech Warrior Sebastian, 1 confirmed kill.
Are we done?
Carla's voice was frayed now, breaking at the edges. Andreas rose from his chair with a sigh.
You are dismissed, Falconer. Get out of my sight. I do not wish to see you for the rest of the day.
She left without a word, the slam of the door echoing in the small office. Through the window, he saw her stride away into the rain. The image of the cadets after the trial's sit-rep came back to him, their postures loose, grins unguarded, Nora in front, like she had been born to lead them.
Stravag!
He hurled the chair into the window, glass shattering outward into the rain. Cold air swept in, carrying the scent of wet earth and scorched metal. It hit him like the battlefield had, raw, empty, and thick in his lungs. Outside barracks, SIBCO Training Center 141. Jade Forest, Iron Hold, Kerensky Cluster, Clan Space. November 30th, 3048, 2315 hours. Sebastian and Michael sat on the rough bench outside the cadet's barracks, the night pressing close around him. Myra was already asleep, still recovering from her wounds. The forest was alive with the faint stirrings of nocturnal creatures, each sound sharp in the cool air. It brushed against his skin, a stark contrast to the lingering heat from the day's exertions. The rough board of the tree bench he leaned against pressed into his back, grounding him in the moment as he tried to make sense of the swirling thoughts and emotions. A pile of pictures lay scattered between them on the bench where they sat. Images of their Sibco during happier times. They were flipping through the photos, reminiscing about Nora, her fierce spirit, and the moments they had shared.
"Remember this one?"
Michael asked, holding up a photo of Nora mid-laugh, her eyes sparkling with mischief.
"She had just beaten Daniel in that ridiculous race around the barracks."
Sebastian managed a small smile.
"She was always so competitive. I remember how she'd never let any of us rest, always pushing for that extra mile."
Michael's grin faded as he turned over another photo.
"Do you think she knew how much she meant to us?"
Sebastian's throat tightened.
"I hope she did."
Michael pulled out another picture and laughed, showing Sebastian. It was a shot of Nora and Sebastian both mid-laugh, sitting by a campfire with smoke drifting between them. Manny had dared Michael to toss a sealed ration brick into the fire, just to see what happened. It burned and smoked more than they expected, and then popped like a grenade, scattering half-melted food everywhere. They both laughed and laughed, and then went silent as they saw another one. A shot of Nora crouched in the training yard, grinning broadly while holding an injured young red merlin in hand. It was of the day she had found her pet, Akane. Sebastian heard footsteps crunched on the gravel path, then saw Carla emerge from the shadows with her usual deliberate stride. She stopped a pace away, studying them for a moment.
"You should hear this from me,"
she said at last, her voice low but steady.
"2 months ago,"
she began, her voice cutting cleanly through the night,
"a jump ship from the Inner Sphere appeared over Huntress, Clan Smoke Jaguar's homeworld. The Khans kept it from the lower castes and most warriors until now. This morning, they made it official. The clans will not ignore this."
The words settled heavily over them. The news had already ignited the halls, crusaders arguing for immediate action, wardens calling for caution. The chatterweb was alight with speculation, but the decision had been made. Sebastian's mind raced with conflicting thoughts. The appearance of the jump ship would likely lead to war, and with war came a chance at glory. It meant advancement through the ranks, a path to honor, maybe even a blood name. But it also meant death, and he refused to lie to himself about that. Losses were inevitable. Warriors were expected to embrace that truth. He'd never managed to. Michael leaned forward, eyes bright.
"This is it, Sebastian. Our chance to prove ourselves, to bring honor to our legacy."
Sebastian nodded, though his mind stayed fixed on Nora's fierce grin and the hollow ache she'd left behind. Glory and honor were one thing. The human cost was another.
"The clan halls are in uproar,"
Carla said.
"One thing is certain, your skills will be tested soon."
Sebastian looked up at her. She carried the certainty of someone who saw the path ahead, as clear and fixed. For a heartbeat, he wished he could share it.
"This is your moment. You stand on the brink of greatness, ready to carve your names into history, into the remembrance. The Inner Sphere awaits. We will take it with the strength and honor of Clan Jade Falcon."
Sebastian saw the determination in her eyes. She, like many others, believed in the destiny of the clans. Kerensky's hidden hope doctrine was no longer some distant legacy. It was coming for him. When Carla left, her words lingered. Michael turned to him, jaw set.
We'll get through this, Sebastian. We will make Nora proud.
Sebastian forced a thin smile.
Yeah, for Nora.
But deep down, the dread remained. A quiet knowledge that the road ahead was paved in blood, and as a true-born warrior of Clan Jade Falcon, he had no choice but to walk it.